Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the program. I'm Keith Powell. We begin today with Cuban trumpet player Arturo Sandoval. Here he is with a composition that he composed just after he moved to the United States from Cuba, Flight to Freedom.
We'll be right back.
Flight to Freedom. Arturo Sandoval beginning today's program. Now, as you know, for the past few months, every second week, we've been putting our attention on one particular musician or vocalist. We have had such a response from this that many of you wish that we can continue it. We were supposed to continue it only through the month of September, but we have decided now to continue it for another little while. So, who do we have that we're going to be featuring next week? Well, you'll have to tune in. And it could be a live concert, a rare live concert. You never know. So I hope you can tune in to next week's program to find out who our Artist of the Week is. We now go to a concert that we recorded in 2011 in New York City at the Jazz Standard Club in New York, a fantastic club. And we recorded a concert of the Mingus Big Band that we brought to you about 9 months ago. But there's parts, of course, of the concert that we didn't bring you because it's quite long. So we're going to bring you now an excerpt of something else that they played on that magical evening. The Mingus Big Band predominantly plays the works of Charles Mingus. And we're going to listen now to Song with Orange. We'll be right back. Song with Orange, performed by the Mingus Big Band, recorded live by us at the Jazz Standard Club in New York City. All the compositions from that night were written by Charles Mingus, and the musical direction was by Sue Mingus, his daughter. And it's a fantastic concert, and we're going to be bringing you the full concert again on a future edition of the program, because many of you said you'd like to hear it again. We now move to a musician who, well, started off as a musician, and then worked as an arranger and conductor for many other artists, and he also formed his own big band. He plays a number of instruments, saxophone, trumpet, also piano on a few sessions. His name is Oliver Nelson. This is one of his early recordings that has been remastered by the original sound engineer on the original session that was done on May 27th, 1960. I'm talking about Rudy Van Gelder. This is part of a new series of CDs released on Concord and also some other labels called the Rudy Van Gelder Remasters. And they absolutely sound fantastic. This is from the LP Screamin' the Blues. It features Oliver Nelson on saxophone, Richard Williams on trumpet, Eric Dolphin on alto sax and clarinet, Richard Winus on piano, George Duverrier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. March on, march on.
Thank you.
Marchon, Oliver Nelson with his group from the album Screamin' the Blues. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to contact us with a request or just to let us know what you think of the program, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Here's the incredible Johnny Mathis with When I Fall in Love.
When I fall in love, it will be forever. I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely. I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. World like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. It will be completely, or I'll never, ever give my heart. And the moment I can feel that you feel that way too, is when I fall in love, is when I fall in love, is when I fall in love with you. Thank you.
your eyes. Rest your head on my shoulder and sleep. Close your eyes. And I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday. And love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be here by your side. Close your eyes.
Close Your Eyes, Doris Day with the Andre Previn Trio from an album on Columbia Records called Duet. And before that, Johnny Mathis just performing with guitar and When I Fall in Love. One of the artists a number of you have been writing in to hear a feature on is Chick Corea. So we're going to have a little bit of Chick Corea right now. This is from an album that has become a classic. It was released on the ECM label in 1972 and is considered one of the number one jazz albums ever. There's many, of course, but it definitely fits into the top 100. The album is called Return to Forever, and here's a track that became very connected with Chick Corea and is sort of a hit from the album. It's called What Game Shall We Play Today?
Thank you.
Chick Corea, What Game Shall We Play Today? With vocals and percussion by Flora Purim, who we just heard there, featuring also John Farrell on flute and tenor soprano sax, Stan Clark on electric bass and double bass, and Arto Morali on drums and percussion. Fantastic recording, isn't it? Not too long ago, we had a request for some Chet Baker, and somebody wrote us saying, were you aware of two albums that Chet Baker recorded in the 1960s, which were very different from anything that he'd done before? And it took me a while, and then it hit me what you were talking about. In 1966 and 1967, respectively, Chet Baker recorded two mariachi albums. That's right. He recorded two mariachi albums. The sessions were very strange because he was living in Europe at the time, so they had the whole band being recorded in Los Angeles, California. The tapes were flown to London, and then he performed his bit on the album. And I was wondering whether or not we should play something from it today, but you said you'd like to hear something from that first album. It is Chet Baker, and I was doing a little bit further research and discovered that this was at a period when he was desperate for money, and that was the only reason why he recorded them, because they paid him so much money to do these two albums, which didn't do well at all. And as far as I know, you cannot find them on CD. They're not available anywhere. They've never been issued on CD, and they were never reissued on vinyl either after they were first issued in 1966 and 67. But I headed to my storage area, where I have a very large record collection, and found one of the albums. It's called Double Shot. Here's Chet Baker and a mariachi band playing Yesterday's Gone. Very unusual indeed. Chet Baker with a mariachi band playing Yesterday's Gone from an album called Double Shot. And I wondered what was going through his mind when he decided to make that album? Well, obviously one word, money. Let's get back to something a little bit more traditional and more normal. Here's the incredible Abby Lincoln playing with Kenny Dorman on trumpet, Wynton Kelly on piano, Les Spann on guitar and flute, Sam Jones on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. It's called Lonely House.
At night when everything is quiet, the old house seems to breathe a sigh. Sometimes I hear a neighbor snoring. Sometimes I hear a baby cry. Sometimes I hear a staircase creaking. Sometimes a distant telephone. Then the quiet settles down again. The house and I are all lonely house, lonely me. Funny, with so many neighbors, how lonely it can. So lonely with all these folks around. I guess there must be something I don't comprehend. Even stray dogs find a friend. The night for me is not romantic. Unhook the stars and take them down. I'm lonely in this.
My arms fold you, oh Cherokee.
first met you, I can't forget you, Cherokee sweetheart, child of the prairie. Your love keeps calling, my heart in throbbing. Ooh, Cherokee, dreams of summertime, of wintertime gone by.
Diane Reeves with The Old Standard by Ray Noble, Cherokee. And before that, Abby Lincoln with Lonely House. Our final piece today is by Grant Green from the album Carryin' On, Ease Back. Thank you. He's back, Grant Green. And with that, we end this edition of Jazz for the Asking. I hope you can join us again very soon. For PCJ Radio International, I'm Keith Pelino wishing you well. We'll see you again in 7 days. Bye-bye.